Now, do you remember the centurion that built the synagogue in Capernaum? It just keeps saying centurion. This is a field grade officer. He has at least 100 soldiers under him. Well, then that means their families. And in this case, he had a servant boy that was about to die. And he said, I'm not important enough that you come under my roof. But I'm a man under authority. I tell a man to go and he goes. I tell a one to come and he comes. I tell one do this and he does it. Speak the word only. He's a commander. Speak the word only, my servant will be healed. Well, his name was Cornelius. Amen. And do some study. Look it up. And you can find out the territory that Pilate had under him. And it was all right there together because they were right close to one another. And he's the one that said, this man must have been the Son of God. Amen. He must have been. Amen. Amen. And here it is. And so he had a vision, an angel came to him. A certain man named Cornelius, in Caesarea called, see that places him right there in Caesarea. Named Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and feared God and so forth. And you know that story. So he did what he was supposed to do. So then, verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that fears him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say, you know. Well, of course he did. He was there. He was there. He was in charge of that whole area. That's the reason he wanted him to come and heal his servant boy. You know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him, and we are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hung on a tree for you and me. Somebody shout amen. Oh, glory to God. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You ready to pray the prayer of faith?
Yes.
Then stand up with me, please. Now, don't forget corresponding action. If you need to run, run. Amen.
Amen.
We were in a place one time. In fact, this was in Great Britain. And we didn't know it until he came back and gave his testimony. He said, I didn't want to bother Sister Gloria, so I went outside and just ran and ran and ran and ran. Amen. Now, we had a situation just a few days ago. And I laid hands on a woman. Now, Oral Roberts had a manifestation of the power of God in his right hand. And he would not even leave the room without that power. And so, the last meeting we were in, there was a woman who said she's having some problem with her eyes. So I went down there and laid hands on her. There were three distinct power shots In fact, my hand was a little numb afterwards. And it... Amen. Hallelujah. But you don't have to have hands laid on you. He sent His word. He sent His word. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What? The word of faith which we preach in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans. Are you ready? So just close your eyes and raise your hand. Be bold and strong about it. Plug in with your faith. Make an effort. Ray, you remember this. The Lord told Brother Hagin when he was healed of heart and totally paralyzed, He said, you're going to have to plug your faith in. Well, you know, there's power coming through these lines, well, most of the time. And, well, I think it's a good example because of the rolling back of power to protect the power grid. Well, God doesn't roll back His power. There's enough power in this room to heal everything in South Africa. Because Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, is the healer. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lift your hands and say this, and say it boldly. The gospel that I have heard is the power of God unto my salvation. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord over my life. Spirit, soul, and body. I receive the power of God to make me sound, whole, delivered, saved, and healed now. I act on the word of God and receive the power of God. Sickness, disease, and pain, I resist you in the name of Jesus. Sickness, weakness, and pain, you are not the will of God. I enforce the word of God on you. I will not tolerate you in my life. Leave my presence now. I will never allow you back. My days of sickness and disease are over. I am the saved. I am the healed. The power of sickness has been forever broken over my life. Jesus bore my sickness. Jesus bore my weakness and pain. I am forever free. Sickness shall no longer lord it over me. Sin shall no longer lord it over me. Fear shall no longer lord it over me. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I proclaim my freedom in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, the gospel is the power of God to me unto salvation. I receive the gospel. I act on the gospel. I am made whole in Jesus' name. Now, I'm going to say this part. I take authority in the name of Jesus over all sickness, over all disease, over all devils. I cast you out. I take authority over every spirit. I take authority over every alcohol demon. I take authority over every drug demon. I take authority over every unclean spirit. I rebuke you. I rebuke you. I take authority over you. Get out of here. Leave this place. Leave our presence now. And don't you ever come back. Glory be to God forevermore. I take authority over stomach pain. I take authority over stomach ulcers. I take authority over all sickness and ailment, everything under the curse of the law. Glory to God. I take authority over leg pain, ankle pain. Someone, glory to God. So someone had a situation with your ankle and it didn't heal back just right. Well, it is healed now in the name of Jesus. It is done now. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I take authority over all swelling of the throat, any kind of tonsil pain, any kind of weakness, sinus trouble, bad sinus situation. I take authority over it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Right now. I said right now it's done. All kinds of hip pain. Hallelujah. If you can't bend over, glory to God. I'm 86 years old. What's your excuse? Just go over there and do it. Glory to God. You can do this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Any kind of situation in the lungs, kidneys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. A lump. There's a woman. Well, they're in the house here and online also. Diagnosed a lump in the breast. It is beginning to shrink now. And in the name of Jesus, I speak to that lump in the name of the Master. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. Why would he use that term? Cast into the sea. Think about it. You cast that mountain into the sea and it is no longer visible. It's gone. That lump has gone into the sea. Hallelujah. Only in this case, it's a sea of blood. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All kinds of ear situations. Now, I had a situation years ago, and back in the day. Now, they have headsets now in airplanes that will protect your hearing, but they didn't have that when I was flying. And Tracy, that can get really loud in there, can't it? I mean, I thought it'd be different when I started flying jets, but it isn't. But those Bose headsets are really nice, but we didn't have those. And I remember I was going deer hunting. I was at the prayer cabin. And so I laid my rifle down, and usually you ring, you know, your ears would ring there for a little while. And it just didn't go away. It just didn't go away. And I prayed over this, and I prayed over this, and I prayed over this. And then the people let me know that as long as your ears are fighting for that information, it will affect your memory. I had, well, I'll tell you, it happened in Lagos, Nigeria. And I had David Weider, Jerry Savelle, and Lynn Weider lay hands for me, for my memory. And I said, I received that. And David was walking around with a pad, you know. And I realized that that's what it was. So I bought these hearing aids. I don't wear seeing aids, but I need hearing aids. Thank you. But Ray, when I got them, I didn't know I could talk on the phone through them. And I was preaching for Ellison Bennett on the Navajo Indian Reservation. Just preaching, first time I had them on. And usually, David takes my phone and just turns the ringer off, you know, and sticks it in my Bible case. And I was just preaching God and the covenant and the contradiction. And my phone rang in my ears. And I thought, this is a new meaning to ringing in your ears. But my daughter Kelly put her hands on my ears, and my day is coming.
Amen.
I will be done with it forever. But I pray for every person that has ringing in your ears right now, by the power and authority invested in me as a prophet of God. And I declare from heaven's words in my spirit, ringing of the ear is under the curse.
Amen.
Damaged ears.
Amen.
I declare your ears healed.
Amen.
And I receive it.
Amen.
I receive it.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I tore the meniscus in my right knee. I just jumped off running across the platform, praising and thanking God, and tore it. Well, they operated on it. And so that's all right. But then I got off the treadmill here not too long ago, and I was doing all my stretching, and I overstretched that right knee. Well, so what? I'm not going to give up the treadmill for it. I just bought a brace to put on when I get on the treadmill.
Amen.
But I've been calling this thing healed and well. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. That knee right there was healed when Jesus of Nazareth was raised from the dead and seated on the right hand of authority. I was healed by his stripes. And I take it.
Amen.
I receive it. Glory to God.
Amen.
All types of things. I'll tell you what, I just saw this flash across my heart and mind. My grandfather, he was a farmer using all kinds of old chemicals and all that kind of thing. And so they diagnosed him with malignant tumors across his back. And so he was in the hospital, and my mother was sitting up with him. And suddenly, he just got out of bed, and he started doing this. My mother said, Papa, what are you doing? He said, I'm getting rid of this cancer. She said, well, what is he saying? He said, that's what Jesus told me to do. And he said, if you don't believe me, ask him. He's standing right there. So if somebody's diagnosed any kind of cancer or anything else, and just start doing this, glory to God, just get off of my body. Just get off of my body. Get out of here. Get off of my body. Get off of my ears. Get off of my eyes. Hallelujah.
for the last 6 months or so, I've been having some serious acid reflux in my stomach. And for me to be able to sleep at night, I've had to take like a glass of milk every night for me to sleep because it would be so painful, especially at night. Before we came here, I was actually thinking to myself, if the man of God would actually just say there's a person here with acid reflux and it's more than what you think it is, but God has healed you. And yesterday during the service, those exact same words is what he said. He said, there's a person here, you've been experiencing acid reflux. It's more than what you think it is, but God has healed you. And when he said those words, I knew he was talking about me. And the power of God came on me. I fell on my chair and I started screaming and I could feel heat in my tummy. Like there's a lot of heat circulating in my tummy. And, you know, I knew that I had my healing. I went back to the hotel where I was sleeping and I slept perfectly without having any issues. So praise God, I am healed. It's just been an awesome experience for me. I've learned a lot. My faith has moved. I've grown. I've been looking forward to seeing Kenneth Copeland in person. We call him Papa Copeland. So it's just amazing to be here. And I know that my life has changed. I'll never be the same again. So thank you so much, Papa Copeland, for the opportunity for me just to listen to the word and to hear the word of God directly from you. Thank you so much.
Rheumatoid arthritis 2016, and it was a problem. 2019, I received a miraculous healing, but 2020 it came back and it came back double. But I refused. I stood on the word of God. Even at my home, when I'm cooking or cleaning, taking out a pot was a mission, you know. But today I had to go to the toilet to check on my knees. I can go down without balancing.
Normally, glory to God, hallelujah.
I would, when I'm taking out pots from my cupboard, I was like an old lady, I'll go. And I'll say, Jesus. And standing up, I'll take another 2 minutes to stand. It was painful. My whole body was painful. But today, you saw me, I think, going down
but
there.
Today.
Believe you receive it. Extraordinary, unusual,
my
provision.
God.
My only God. Jesus came with an assignment to destroy the works of the devil, to redeem us. And when the time was right and he came and he fulfilled his assignment, Satan had to stand by and watch it happen and couldn't do a thing about it.
Number one, don't use the word of God for personal advantage. Number two, don't you associate with wicked people even for the attainment of a good end. And then third one, never perform a godly act in a prideful spirit.
We praise the Lord. We praise the Lord.
They said, what kind of man is this? Shall I tell you? A faith man.
Come on.
He did everything by faith because it said he perfectly pleased the Father.
Join us for the 2023 Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Register at kcm.org/swbc today.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV Broadcast Study Notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org.uk/notes.
God is light, love, and absolute life. Death, disease, and sickness cannot exist in him. And he placed that force of life in you when you were born again. Learn how to access it and walk in divine health with Healing and Love, an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland. Everything about Jesus' ministry on earth expressed the Father's love. When you walk in the love of God, you can walk in the same healing power Jesus did. Train yourself in His Word. Believing and trusting in Him releases His power into your life.
Find out how his healing anointing is simply a release of the life force of God. When you know how to apply it, the law of God's love is so exact, it will work every time. In fact, it supersedes the law of sin and death, which has no more hold on you. Abide in the life, light, and love of God and touch the realm of the miraculous. Request your free copy of Healing and Love on MP3 disc or digital download. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. These six messages reveal how God's healing power is available to anyone who will receive His word, believe it, and make a commitment to walk in love. Free offer good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. It is God's will for you to be healed, and He wants you well. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to sow this free resource into your life called Healing and Love. Learn from Brother Copeland as he gives you insight into Jesus' earthly healing ministry, being the expressed image of His Father's love. Acts 10:38 tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and how He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Jesus walked in that supernatural power because He operated in God's love. You can be healed and live in divine health every day. This is a good one to have for your faith library, so contact us today and request your free copy. Go to our website, kcm.org, and if you need prayer, you can call our prayer line. We have prayer ministers who are licensed and trained in the Word of God, and they're ready to pray in faith with you. Whatever you're believing for, take your stand of faith. Put God's Word first place and make it final authority in your life. Before we leave today, I want to pray for your healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of all the saints that are watching this program today, I speak to the source of everyone's pain centers, and I call everything that is crooked to be made straight. I speak to everything that is in disorder, and I call it into order. Everything that is wrong, I call it made right. I speak marrow into every bone and healing into every joint. By the newness of our life in Christ Jesus, I declare it so. Amen and amen. Well, this is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we sure love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want you to be victorious in life. Go to kcm.org.uk for free ministry resources and teaching tools to help you grow in faith and live in the blessing of the Lord. Stay connected with us through our website and all of our social channels to help us keep you informed and up to date on ministry outreaches, upcoming events, and specials that are available to you.